This is Passport to Texas. September wildfires ravaged Bastrop State Park, but as our state park guide Brian Frazier tells us, while it was a tragic event, there are stories of courage and even good news amid the ashes.
It's a story of tragedy, and it's a story of incredible courage by the people who saved the part of the park that was saved. The part that they were able to save was the Civilian Conservation Corps historic part, the cabins, the dining hall and refectory, the swimming pool, the signature things that simply could never have been replaced. The big giant loblolly pine trees, not all of them were taken. So there are groves and stands of the trees. Some of the good news, in addition to saving the historic structures, was that the infrastructure and utility lines that make the developed camping loops were not all lost either. So bringing that park back online from a camping experience standpoint looks like it's going to happen sooner rather than later. It isn't the same park that it used to be, although the park will come back. They're assessing a lot of it right now. So there's some good news stories at Bastrop State Park that we can find, and we need to let people know about that.
Thanks, Brian. That's our show for today with funding provided by Chevrolet, supporting outdoor recreation in Texas because there's life to be done. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.